为了早晨的聚集感谢主。
For this morning's gathering, I thank the Lord.
在我们这样的波饼聚会之后，要讲这个信息是非常困难的。
Because after our table meeting, to share on this message is very difficult.
因为弟兄姐妹都已经讲完了。
Because all the brothers and sisters have finished speaking of it.
当我回想早晨我们聚在主桌子面前的时候。
And so I think back as we gather before the table.
实在就像这首诗歌所说的。那凤仙花显在葡萄园间。
Just like this hymn has said that the henna flower is in the vineyards.
因为我们就是主的葡萄园。
We are the vineyard of the Lord.
主就是凤仙花。
Our Lord, He is that henna blossom.
早晨，他实在在我们中间得着他所当得的感谢、赞美和敬拜。
And this morning, He received the praise and the worthy worship that He ought to receive.
最近我们在礼拜四年长聚会刚把雅歌读完。
Recently in the elderly meeting on Thursdays, we just finished reading the Song of Solomon.
所以最近我们常常唱这首诗歌。
So recently we've been singing this hymn a lot.
这首诗歌是吴老姐妹她特别喜欢最爱的诗歌。
And this is a hymn that our sister Wu, she likes the most.
她虽然现在有时候不记得很多事情。
Even though now she cannot remember many things.
但是他记得这首诗歌是他从初中的时候就开始唱。
She remembers that she started singing this hymn from when she was in middle school.
已经唱了七十多年了。
She has sung this hymn for 70 years.
他不需要看歌词，他已经会唱。
She need to look at the lyrics. Is able to memorize.
我们看见姐妹在那里唱的时候。
And so we see when our sister is singing it.
实在是满了他与主之间的那个爱意。
We see that between her and the Lord, it is full of love.
也愿早晨主也。再一次来向我们显现，像凤仙花一样。
This morning, our Lord, He would appear before us just like that henna blossom.
愿他再来吸引我们。
May He again attract us.
我们就快跑来跟随。
So that we will rise up and quickly follow after Him.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Shall we read several passages of Scripture first?
请我们翻到旧约的雅歌。
Shall we turn to the Old Testament Song of Solomon?
雅歌第二章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
雅歌第二章我们要读第十六节。
We will read verse 16.
雅歌第二章第十六节，良人属我，我也属他，他在百合花中放牧群羊。
My beloved is mine and I am his. He pastures his flock among the lilies.
请我们再翻到第六章。
Shall we turn to chapter 6?
六章第三节。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
雅歌第六章第三节，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我，他在百合花中牧放群羊。
Song of Solomon 6:3, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. He who pastures his flock among the lilies.
好，我们再读第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章第十节。
Chapter 7 verse 10.
雅歌第七章第十节，我属我的良人。他也恋慕我。
Chapter 7 verse 10, I am my beloved's and his desire is for me.
这三处圣经都是雅歌书中这位童女、这位心腹所说的话。
We know that in Song of Solomon, in these three passages, these are the words that the virgin, the Shulamite, this is what she says.
它让我们看见她与这位良人之间那爱情的一个发展过程。
It is also the process of the growth of love between her and her beloved.
好，最后一处我们要读新约圣经的哥林多后书。
And the last passage we'll turn to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们要读第十四、十五两节。
We'll read verses 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章第十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
2 Corinthians 5:14 For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
十四节的这句话说，原来基督的爱激励我们。一直在我的 脑海里在最近过去这几个月里头。
Recently, in the last several months, this very first part of verse 14, for the love of Christ controls or compels us, has been constantly repeated in my mind.
所以早晨愿意以这句话来与弟兄姐妹一同的交通，也一同的共勉。
So through this phrase, I want to share and mutually encourage one another.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Shall we have another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us.
主，你实在是像那最美的凤仙花，显在葡萄园间。
You truly are the most beautiful henna blossom that is among us.
主，你早晨你的爱再次满了我们的心。
And again, your love fills our heart this morning.
主，所以众童女都爱你。
So all the virgin daughters here love you.
主，愿你继续用你那舍命的大爱来吸引我们。
Again, with your sacrificial love, please attract us.
愿你的大爱再来激励我们。
So that your great love would compel us.
叫我们都起来快跑跟随你。
So that we would all rise up and follow after you.
叫我们这些活着的人。
So all of us who live.
没有一个再为自己活。
Not one of us would live for ourselves.
都为那替我们死而复活的主活。
That we would all live for the Lord who had died for us.
好叫我们在地上的日子里。
So that in our days on earth,
能够荣耀你的名,
we will glorify your name.
愿你与我们同在,
please be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们谢谢金松弟兄刚刚跟我们分享他和姐妹之间爱情故事。
We just heard the sharing of our brother and his love story between him and his wife.
所以早晨我也要很简单的跟弟兄姐妹分享一个爱情故事。
So this morning I also want to simply share with you another love story.
不过不是我的。
But it's not mine.
乃是所罗门和这位苏拉密女的爱情故事。
It is the love story between Solomon and the Shulamite woman.
或许以后有机会我在私底下跟弟兄姐妹分享我和姐妹的爱情故事。
Perhaps later on if there's an opportunity I'll share with you the love story between me and my wife.
我们知道这首雅歌乃是所罗门的诗歌。
We know that the Song of Solomon is a hymn written by Solomon.
是歌中的雅歌。
It is the Song of Solomon.
列王记上第四章告诉我们说，所罗门做了1005首的诗歌。
We know that in 2 Kings it tells us that Solomon wrote thousands of hymns.
但我们看见在圣经里头只收录了这一首。
However, in the Bible it is recorded only this particular song.
因为这一首是那最好的。
Because this one is the best.
这首诗歌呢，在过去的历史历代的以色列神的百姓，还有属神的子民当中呢，有一些不同的看法。
Throughout all history of the Israelites as well as throughout the ages, there are different perspectives of looking at this particular book.
但不可否认的，大多数人都一致同意这首诗歌乃是一首爱的诗歌。
However, none can deny that this is a hymn, a song of love.
它乃是说到这位良人与这位童女之间那爱的爱情。
It speaks of the love between the beloved and the virgin.
当然，其中有一种说法，乃是说到这里说到所罗门和那苏拉密女之间的爱情的故事。
However, it of course is also the love story between Solomon and the Shulamite bride.
这里也预表着基督和他所爱的圣徒之间。的那个爱情故事。
It also typifies the love story between Christ and his body and his bride.
有一个作者叫埃恩塞，他为了这首诗歌呢，他描述了一个爱情故事。
There's an author named Ironside and he wrote the love story through this book.
有点像是圣经版的灰姑娘的故事。
It is, you could say it's the fairy tale in the Bible.
这里他说到这首诗歌中的牧人呢，这位牧人呢，他乃是所罗门王。
We know that there is a shepherd, and that is King Solomon.
这个良人所罗门王呢，他在他的国土里头，在以色列北方呢，还有一个葡萄园。
And we know that Solomon he has a vineyard in the northern part of this nation.
然后就把这个葡萄园呢，交给了一家人来看守。
And he had given this vineyard, to a family for them to be the caretakers.
而这一家人的那个父亲呢，他不久就过世了。
And in this family, not long after, the father passed away.
所以这家人就剩下母亲，还有两个兄弟还有两个姐妹。
And so in this family left were the mother and then the two older brothers and the two younger sisters.
他们其他人呢就苦待了这个姐姐。
And other people, they mistreated the older sister.
这姐姐就是这首诗歌中的那位童女。
And the older sister is the virgin in this story.
他们就叫她去看守葡萄园。
And so they told her to go and take care of the vineyard.
也叫她去旷野牧放羊群。
And also to go take care of the sheep in the wilderness.
当然很多时间呢她就在那日头的底下曝晒。
And of course, after a long time, she was under the heat of the sun.
就有一天，突然来了一位牧羊人。
And one day, all of a sudden, came another shepherd.
这位高大英俊的牧羊人就来到这位牧羊女的面前。
This tall and ruddy shepherd, he came before this woman.
那当这牧羊女抬头一看，看到这位英俊的牧羊人。
And when the shepherdess, when she looked up and she saw this handsome shepherd,
那牧羊人呢，就向他表达他的爱情。
The shepherd expressed his love for her.
因为他深深地被这位牧羊女所吸引。
But because he was attracted to this shepherdess.
然后这牧羊女呢就感到非常的窘困。
And the shepherdess, she felt very ashamed.
她就说不要看着我。
She says, do not stare at me.
我很黑。
Because I am black.
因为日头把我晒黑了。
Because the sun has burned me.
但是这个牧羊人却对这位牧羊女说
But the shepherd said to the shepherdess,
除了你的俊美之外我一无所见
that I do not see anything other than your loveliness.
你在我的眼中乃是毫无瑕疵
You are more beautiful than anything else.
然后他们之间的友谊呢渐渐发展成一个爱情
And then there was love between them.
然后但是不久呢这个牧羊人呢他必须要离开这个牧羊女暂时离开这个牧羊女
However, not long after, the shepherd, he had to leave the shepherdess.
但是他告诉他他还要回来
But he tells her that he will return.
他要回来迎娶这位他所爱的牧羊女
That he will return and marry the shepherdess whom he loves.
但经过一段很漫长的时间
But after a very long period of time,
这位牧羊女都没有听见这牧羊人任何的讯息。
The shepherdess, she had no news of where her shepherd was.
但她相信这位爱她的牧羊人，他一定会回来。
But she believed that the shepherd who loved her, he would return.
所以在她等待的当中，她就常常会做梦，梦见了这位牧羊人回来了。
So while waiting, oftentimes she would dream of the shepherd, of him returning.
她好像听见他说话的声音。
As if she heard his voice speaking to her.
但她醒来，从梦里醒来的时候，发现不过是一场梦。
And so when she wakes up, she realized, oh, but that was only a dream.
但有一天。
But one day,
突然间她所住的村庄掀起了喧闹的声音。
In the town that she lived in, all of a sudden there was a lot of noise.
因为有国王的车队来到他们的村庄。
Because the king's chariots had arrived.
国王的使者来到这位牧羊女的家中。
The king's messengers came to this family of the shepherdess.
他说国王要召见她。
And that the king had called her.
当这位牧羊女随着这个使者来到了这位国王的面前。
And so while the shepherdess was led by the messengers to see the king,
她抬头一看。
She raised up her head to look.
这位国王不是别人。
And this king was no other than
就是那位爱他也是他所爱的那个牧羊人。
The shepherd who had loved her.
所以这位牧羊女就说我属我的良人他也恋慕我。
And so, the shepherdess says, my beloved is mine and I am his.
我觉得我们弟兄所描述这个爱情故事实在是说出了这首雅歌那爱情的一个情形。
And so the story that our brother wrote, it really describes well the condition of Song of Solomon.
而这个故事也说出了我们的主与我们之间的爱情故事。
And the story also describes the love story between us and our Lord.
虽然我们知道我们是何等的不俊美。
Even though we know that we are not lovely.
但是在我们的主的眼中。
But in the eyes of our Lord.
他看是完全俊美，没有任何的瑕疵。
He sees utter beauty and there's no blemish.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
虽然他暂时离开我们。
Even though temporarily he is apart from us.
但他说他一定还要回来。
But he says that he will return.
他迎娶我们做他的心腹。
And he will take us to be his bride.
要我们与他一同的在那荣耀的婚姻里头享受他的爱情。
And together in that glorious wedding banquet that we will enjoy of his love.
所以早晨我就愿意借着这首诗歌呢，来一同的来我们来思想基督与我们之间的那个爱情。
So through this song this morning we want to meditate on the love of us and our Lord Jesus.
我们知道当我们初蒙恩的时候
，We know that when we are first saved.
我们都深深的被基督的爱所摸着。
We were all deeply touched by the love of our Lord.
主的爱是那样的坚定不改变。
His love is so sure and unchanging.
主的爱是那样的满有 恩典，满有怜悯。
His love is full of grace, full of mercy.
而我们的爱常常是常常改变。
And our love often changes.
常常起伏不定。
It often goes up and down, and it's not steady.
我想早晨在波饼聚会当中，弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的一个感觉。
For all of us, as we were in the table meeting, we all have this sense.
这感谢神，虽然我们常常的起伏不定，常常的改变。
That thank God, even though we often change.
但是我们的神，他的爱。
But our God, His love never changes.
基督的爱一直在那里来呼召我们。
The love of Christ constantly calls out to us.
吸引我们。
Attracting us.
激动我们。
Encouraging us.
激励我们。
In compelling us.
叫我们能够起来跟随他。
So that we can rise up to follow Him.
直到他的爱能够深深的刻印在我们心里。
So that His love may be deeply imprinted into our hearts.
叫我们爱他。就像他爱我们一样。
So that we may love him just as he has loved us.
所以在这首诗歌里头，我们刚刚读的经文里头，乃是说到童女三次的宣告。
And so in the verses that we just read in Song of Solomon, three times the virgin she is saying.
她第一次她说，良人属我，我也属他。
The first time she says, my beloved is mine and I am his.
这说到一个爱的起始。
This is the beginning of love.
第二次她说，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
And the second time she says, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine.
这里说到那个爱它不断的增长。
Here is speaking of the growth of that love.
第三次她说，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
And third time she says, I am my beloved's and his desires for me.
这里最后说到那爱达到一个成熟的地步。
Here it speaks of the maturation of the love.
这早晨愿意从记得这三个段落来一同来思想基督与我们的爱。是如何的一个发展的过程。
So through these three verses that we see the progress of this love.
当然我们知道这个爱情啊，你很难很理性的把它分成三段。
Of course, it's very difficult, to subject love into these three phases.
在从这三个阶段里头，能够帮助我们来认识主和我们之间的爱情。它的发展的过程。
However, from these three stages, we can see the growth of our love, for the Lord.
这也非常吻合我们基督徒在与基督的爱的之间的那个认识上面的一个主观的经历的过程。
And of course, it's wonderful that here we can see the subjective experience of our love for the Lord.
我们看见第一阶段这爱的起始，这个童女说：“良人属我。”
In the first stage, we see that the virgin she says that he is mine.
在这里呢，我们看见这个童女呢，她仍然乃是以自己为那个爱的中心。
Here we see that the virgin, she is still self-centered because the beloved belongs to her.
在第一章第二节，这里那个童女说，良人的爱情呢，吸引了她。
Because we see in verse 2 of chapter 1 that his love has attracted her.
童女说，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Because your love is better than wine.
我们知道这个酒乃是预表的这世上。
We know that wine here represents the enjoyment of the world.
所以当我们出蒙恩的时候
So when we are first saved,
我们尝到了主的爱
We have tasted of the Lord's love.
我们就像这位童女一样
We're just like this virgin and we say,
我们说主啊，你的爱情比世界上的享乐更加的甜美
We say, Lord, your love is so much sweeter than all the enjoyment of this world.
我从前啊，年轻还在修大念书的时候
Previously when I was younger and I was still studying at UH,
我有特别两个喜欢的嗜好
There were two things that I really liked.
一个就是打排球
One was volleyball.
还有一个就是看电影
And the other was to watch movies.
所以那时候到了周末呢，我可以整个下午啊，跟同学们呢在学校里头打排球。
And so on the weekends, for the entire afternoon, I could spend that time with my classmates playing volleyball.
有时候呢，不能够去打。
And sometimes when I couldn't go play,
哎，就发现全身上下都不对劲。
I felt that my entire body was just not right.
觉得非常难过。
I felt really sad.
甚至脾气也会不好。
And I even had a bad temper.
另外一个嗜好呢，就喜欢看电影或录影带。
The other thing that I really like to watch were videos.
那时候到了周末，一有时间呢。就会看电影或看录影带。
So during the weekends, as soon as I had time, I would watch movies and videos.
差不多看遍了所有那个新发行的电影。
I would watch all of the new releases.
不管它好看不好看。
No matter whether they were good or not.
可是在蒙恩得救之后。
However, after I was saved.
就完全改变了。
I completely changed.
我成天就盼着什么时候周末到了，又能够和弟兄姐妹一同的来到主的面前。
Previously, I constantly thought about how I was going to spend my time, but now I constantly thought about a meeting together with the saints.
能够与弟兄姐妹一同的在主面前读主的话语。
So that together with the saints we could read His word.
这个时候呢，在这段时期里头呢，我常常享受主的爱。
So during this time, I often enjoy the love of the Lord.
我也常喜欢在查经班当中跟弟兄姐妹分享这一周当中又如何经历了主的爱。
And I really enjoy during Bible study sharing with the saints how we experienced His love throughout the week.
那时候呢，刚好啊。毕了业，准备开始找工作。
And at that time, just as I had graduated, I was looking for a job.
所以呢，发了好多几百份的履历表。
I sent out many resumes.
好不容易得着一个面试的机会。
And I finally had an opportunity for an interview.
心里面好感谢主。
I really thanked the Lord in my heart.
当然也是很紧张。
And of course, I was very anxious.
然后那时候呢，有一次呢，有一个面试的机会是在很远的地方。
And I had one interview. It was in a very far away location.
要开着我那台老爷车。
And I had to drive my very old car.
哎呀，之前还没开车之前就在主面前拼命祷告。
And so before I left, I prayed desperately before the Lord.
然后呢，在路上开的时候也拼命祷告。
And as I was driving, I was praying desperately.
求主保守这个车子不要坏在路上。
Lord, please watch over this car so that it would not break down on the road.
感谢主，开了一个多小时，终于到了。
Thank the Lord, after driving more than an hour, I finally arrived.
很紧张的经过了那个面试。
I was really stressed out, and after going through the interview.
面试完了，又要开着老爷车，要一路的开回来。
And after the interview, I had to get in my old car and drive all the way home. And still, I prayed desperately all the way home. I thanked the Lord peacefully. I arrived home.
虽然工作没有拿到
even though I didn't get that job.
在心里面啊，满了主的爱
but in my heart, it was filled with His love.
就在主这么小的事情上面，都经历了主的保守和主的爱
because in such a small matter, I experienced His protection and His love.
所以那时候真是沉浸在主的爱里头
because at that time I was truly living in His love
虽然那时候是那样的享受主的爱
even though at that time I was enjoying His love
但是呢我那时候圣经读得不好
but at that time I didn't read His word well
不像我们弟兄姐妹现在刚蒙恩啊哎呀读圣经读主的话读得非常好
not like some of us who are just saved you read His word very well
那时候不知道为什么哈不太喜欢读不是很喜欢读圣经
at that time I really didn't enjoy reading the Bible that much
比较多时间读一些的属灵书籍或是属灵伟人传记
I prefer to read spiritual books as well as biographies at that time
所以那时候呢 这真的是活在一个享受主的爱的那个感觉里头。
I was living in the enjoyment of His love.
觉得耶稣真是爱我。
Because Jesus truly loves me.
耶稣为我的罪流血舍命。
Jesus bled and died for my sins.
耶稣为了我做了一切。
Jesus did everything for me.
的确是享受主的爱。
Indeed, I enjoyed His love.
但这样的享受仍然是活在自己的中心里头。
However, in this enjoyment, I was still very self-centered.
主耶稣所做的一切都是为着我。
Because everything the Lord Jesus did was for me.
完全没有概念我们应当如何为着主。
I had no acknowledgement of living or doing anything for Him.
当我们活在这样的光景的里头。
And so when we are living in this condition,
过了一段时间
after a period of time,
突然间我们就会发现说主的爱好像跟刚开始的时候不太一样。
All of a sudden we realize, oh, His love is not like what it was in the beginning.
你刚信主啊我们祷告哎呀主就垂听。
Because after you immediately believe, you pray to Him and He hears your prayer.
弟兄姐妹也是这样子告诉我们的。
And brothers and sisters tell us that.
因为我们初蒙恩啊就像属灵的 baby, 小婴孩。
Because as soon as we are saved, we are like an infant.
无论我们跟主祷告什么，主都听。
No matter what we pray, He hears.
那我们也实在是这样经历了主的爱。
And we have indeed experienced of His love in that way.
但是过了一段时间发现有时候我们祷告主不听。
But after a period of time, we realize that He's not hearing our prayers.
就再用我一个做个例子，那时候找工作找了很久的时间。
For another example that I can give you is that I looked for a job for a long period of time.
哎呀，终于有一次感谢主给我一个工作的机会了。
And finally, the Lord gave me a job opportunity.
哎呀，我当然心里面，哎呀，准备开始要好好的工作。
And so in my heart, I was getting prepared, getting ready to work.
但是呢，姐妹说她里头不平安。
But my wife, she says that she had no peace in her heart.
她这个工作，她感觉上不像是主为我们预备的。
She said it didn't feel like this job was what the Lord had prepared for us.
因为我们里头感到有一点点委屈。
And because in our heart, we felt that we had been shortchanged.
哎呀，所以当时呢，我就想。这工作得要放下来。
And so I said, do I really need to let go of this job?
这非常困难的一件事情。
It was a very difficult matter.
所以后来呢，经过跟姐妹交通祷告以后呢，好吧，那就忍痛就把这个工作拒绝。
And so after much prayer and fellowship with my wife, I decided that I'm going to bear the pain and reject this job.
那时候我心里面还有一个不成熟的想法。
And of course, at that time, I had a very immature thought.
我想啊，我这个工作拒绝呢，是为了主的见证的缘故。
And that I am going to let go of this job for the testimony of the Lord.
所以当我把这工作拒绝的时候呢，我相信主一定。很快又有预备一个更好的工作。
So when I let go of this job, God is going to prepare an even better one for me.
就是把这工作拒绝了。
And so I let go of the job.
结果呢，又过了好几个月都没有工作机会。
And then after many months, I still did not have a new job.
那时候我们就开始想，哎呀，那主还爱我吗
？And so we began to think, does the Lord still love me?
那时候我们感觉到说，主的爱好像不是那么的。像我们起初所感觉的那个样子。
And then his love is not like what it felt like at the beginning.
所以那是因为我们还活在自己的一个光景的里头。
It is because we're still living in the condition of selfishness.
我们觉得好像主的同在似乎不像从前那样子。
We feel that his presence is no longer what it used to be.
就像在雅歌里头这位童女的感觉一样。
Just like the feeling of this virgin in the Song of Solomon.
这位良人好像离他而去。
The beloved has left her.
但我们知道，在客观真理上面，我们的主从来不会离开我们。
But of course, objectively, we know for a fact that our Lord never leaves us.
但是在我们主观的经历里头
，But in our subjective experience,
主要把我们从这自以为中心的爱情里头把我们带出来。
The Lord wants to lead us out of our self-centeredness.
叫我们能够认识他的心意
，So that we can come to know His heart's will and purpose.
叫我们能够认识他的爱情
，So that we can come to know His love.
我们能够回应他这样一个舍命的大爱。
So that we could respond to his sacrificial great love.
让我们能够起来跟随他往前。
So that we could rise up and follow after him and move forward.
所以这时候呢，这位童女呢就发出一个呼求。
So at this time, the virgin she calls out.
就说愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
She says, "Arise, call me, so that I may run quickly after you."
弟兄姐妹，有时候在我们出蒙恩。在享受主的爱情的过程当中
，And so we know that when we are in love，
当我们感觉到说好像主不再与我们同在了
，When we feel that the Lord is no longer with us，
好像主离我们而去了
，And the Lord has left us，
兄姐妹，这乃是主要把我们带进那更深的爱情里头。
When we feel that it is because the Lord actually He wants to draw us into deeper love，
所以在这里我们看见这童女有这样一个呼求。
And so here, the virgin, she has this desire.
他说：“良人啊，你在用你的爱情来吸引我。”
My beloved, please attract me.
叫我能够起来，愿意跟随你往前。
So that I can arise and follow after you.
但这里很稀奇的。
But here, amazingly.
他说：“良人吸引我的话。”
Says if you attract me.
他说呢，我们就快跑跟随你。
Then we will follow after you.
所以我们看见，当主吸引我们的时候
，So we see that when the Lord attracts us.
当我们被主吸引，我们来跟随他往前的时候
，When the Lord attracts us, so that we can move forward with Him.
你发现这个吸引也会吸引其他的弟兄姐妹。
We see that this attraction also influences the saints around us.
叫更多的人都起来跟随主往前
，So that more people will arise and follow after the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要向主也有这样一个呼求。
And so we also need to have the same cry towards our Lord.
主啊，你来吸引我。
Lord, attract me.
叫我们快跑来跟随。
So that we may quickly follow after you.
主就把我们带进那爱的增长的第二阶段。
And the Lord will bring us the second growth, the second stage of love.
在爱的增长阶段当中，童女说。我属良人，他也属我。
And so in the second stage, the virgin now says that I belong to my beloved and he belongs to me.
这里我们看见在童女的心思里头有一个转变。
And so now there is a change.
她原本是说良人属我。
In the past, my beloved is mine.
我是中心。
Because I am the center.
可到了这个阶段，她说我属良人。
But now she says I am my beloved.
她的心思开始转到良人的身上。
Now her thoughts turn toward.
她发现这个爱情不单单只是为了她的享受。
Now she realizes that love is no longer only for her enjoyment.
就像我们弟兄刚刚所讲的，她不仅愿意为姐妹。
Just like what our brother had shared, that he is willing to sacrifice his life for his wife.
到这里，我们好像看见姐妹也回应说，我也愿意为你舍。
And here we see that the wife, she's also willing to sacrifice herself for him.
好，在这个阶段里头，我们看见，在这个阶段里头，那个童女开始能够认识良人，她心里头她有一个。
Now the virgin she is able to understand that in the heart of her beloved there is a plan, a will.
他知道两个人呼召他往前乃是有一个心意。
There is a reason, a purpose for the beloved calling her to move forward.
所以这里我们看见两个人为着他的心意和目的呢他就呼召童女来跟他一同往前。
So the beloved, for the purpose that is in his heart, he calls her to move forward.
所以到雅歌第二章第十节那里两个人就说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去。
And so in chapter 2 verse 10, he is saying, Arise my darling, my beautiful one, and come along.
那我们看见这位童女虽然她在那里享受两人的爱情。
So even though this virgin, she is experiencing the love of her beloved.
但她却不愿意答应与两人同去。
We find that she at first is not willing to go.
然后到第三章就发现让我们看见说这个童女呢她就寻找这位良人却寻不见。
And so we find that in chapter 3 this virgin she is seeking after her beloved but cannot find him.
当她寻不见她所爱的良人的时候她心里头就受到了激动。
And so in her heart because she cannot find him she is now stirred up.
她就要起来来寻找她所爱的良人。
She now rises up to go look for her beloved.
当她一起来 她的心被良人的爱情所激动，一起来要去寻找良人的时候。
And as soon as she is stirred up, so that she rises up to go find him.
她一转身就看见良人就在她身边。
She turns around and finds that he's right there.
好，我们看见在这个阶段里头，我们的主乃是借着他的爱来这样子激动我们。
So we find that in this stage, our Lord, in His love, He is attracting us in this way.
好，叫我们愿意起来与他同心。
So that we would be willing to rise up and have the same heart.
好，叫我们愿意与他同行。
So that we would be willing to follow, come along with Him.
来完成他心目中的那个目的。
To accomplish the purpose in His heart.
在我们属灵追求上面也是这个样子。
It is the same way in our spiritual pursuit.
我们发现当主一开始是那样用他的爱来吸引我们。
We find that when the Lord at the beginning, when he attracts us in this way,
那后来我们发现在主界的环境呢也在我们身上来那里激动我们。
Later on, we find that through the environment, our God, he is also stirring us up.
我们刚开始或许不明白。
At first, we may not understand it.
我们就发现我们的属灵情形好像常常像那个云霄飞车。
We find that our spiritual condition oftentimes roller coaster.
一会儿高，一会儿低。
Sometimes very high, sometimes very low.
一会儿我们有时候感觉到主真是与我们同在。
And sometimes we truly feel that His presence, He is with us.
我们能够享受他的爱。
We can enjoy His love.
但是过一段时间，我们又发现主好像离我们很远。
But after some time, we find as if the Lord is very far away from us.
我们好像寻不到他。
And we cannot find Him.
在这个过程当中
So in this process,
我们发现主要借着这样的一个我们的里面的感觉他来吸引我们
Through the feelings that we have in our heart, he is attracting us.
让我们能够从以那自我为中心的爱情里头能够慢慢来转向以他为中心的爱情
To gradually draw us away from being self-centered so that he and his love would be our center.
我就用我们每一年的夏令会来做一个例子
Let me use our yearly summer conference as an example.
我们能够在夏令会当中与弟兄姐妹一同的来到主的面前来亲近他来追求他
During the summer conference, together with all brothers and sisters, we're able to draw near to the Lord.
我最近听到弟兄姐妹讲说参加过的弟兄姐妹都觉得说下次还要去参加。
And so I hear brothers and sisters say, those who have gone before, that next time we want to go again.
因为我们实在是在这样的聚会里头，在那里享受主，在那里听主的话语。
Because in these meetings we can enjoy the Lord and hear His word.
我们能够在那里丰富的得着主的自己。
And there we receive of Himself abundantly.
我们发现，当我们夏令会回来之后
，But we find that when we return home from the summer conference,
过了一段时间
，After a period of time,
好像从那个山上啊。好像到了低谷一样。
We've gone from the high mountain tops down to the lowest valley.
我们又开始会被过犯所胜。
And again, we are overcome by our sins.
我们开始又跟我们配偶吵架。
And again, we have arguments with our spouses.
我们在夏令会当中，我们觉得我们已经到了属灵的高处。
When we go to the summer conference, we find that we are at a spiritual high.
怎么夏令会回来以后，怎么又落到低谷里头
？Why is it that after the summer conference, we now have fallen into the valleys?
就是这样子，经过了几年以后。
And after several years,
我们里头。产生一个想法。
We now have this thought.
我们想，今年还要去夏令会吗
？Now this year, do I still want to go to the summer conference?
去的时候好像到了属灵的高处。
Because when I go, I'm on a spiritual mountain.
但回来了以后又软弱到落到低谷里头。
And when I come home, I'm now weak to the point of being in a valley.
所以我们想，哎呀，参加夏令会也不过如此。
And we think to ourselves, oh, if we go to summer conference, it's only going to be like that again.
我们慢慢慢慢的就把主的恩典，把主的话语就当做。稀松平常。
And so gradually we just take for granted His word and His love.
我们也将主的爱 当作理所当然。
And we take for granted the love of our Lord.
就像上个礼拜君凯弟兄所分享的。
Just like what our brother Jack had shared with us last week.
也像我们礼拜五张康弟兄他也分享到。
Just like what our brother had also shared with us on Friday night.
他说在旷野里漂流的以色列人。
That the Israelites as they were wandering in the wilderness.
他们刚开始能够享受神从天上降下来的玛拿做他们的食物。
That at the beginning they were able to enjoy the manna that came down from heaven as their food.
我想刚开始他们一定很兴奋的。
At first they were very excited.
居然天上能够掉食物下来。
Because food had fallen from the heavens.
但是吃了没多久。
But after they ate of it for a while.
他们发现这个玛拿呢，只能烤着吃或煮着吃。
They realized that that manna they can only bake it or boil it.
不像我们中国人还有好多好多不同的口味。
Not like us Chinese, we have many other varieties.
就他们吃了一段时间以后，他们就觉得说。这天上降下的玛拿呢，还赶不上埃及的韭菜黄瓜。
So after a while, they said this manna cannot compare with the garlic and the leeks of Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，我们就从主的爱里头就堕落了。
So gradually we fall from the love of our Lord.
所以在这个时候，我们的主他就兴起环境。
And so here we find that our Lord he raises up environments.
叫来。搅动我们的心
，to stir up our hearts，
叫我们感到我们的主好像离我们而去
，so that we feel as if he has left us。
这时候呢，你就发现我们就愿意起来
，and we find that we are willing to rise up。
我们就愿意起来来寻找我们的主
，and we're willing to rise up and look for him。
然后主就把我们带到那爱的增长的第二个部分
，and then the Lord brings us into the second stage of love，
也是最关键的一个部分
，and also the most critical point of this love，
就是叫我们能够有份于他的。苦难和国度
so that we could share, have a portion in his suffering and in his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这是主心意当中最宝贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is most precious in his thought.
这是主的爱里头最深的一个部分。
This is also the deepest part of his love.
因为我们知道，我们主乃是要得着我们。
Because we know that our Lord, he wants to gain us.
得着我们做他的心腹。
He wants to gain us as his bride.
成为他的帮手。
To be his helpmeet.
能够预备迎接他的回来。
To prepare for his return.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道，当神重生了我们。
We know that after God regenerated us.
我们就像贞洁的童女许配给基督。
We are now that virgin bride, to be betrothed to our
我们的主他也应许我们说他还要回来迎娶我们
and our Lord has already promised that he is coming back for us
但是因为如果我们想一想当主回来的时候
and so think about it when our Lord returns
我们还像那属灵的婴孩一样
are we still spiritual infants
你想我们荣耀的主能够娶一个孩子做他的心腹吗
can our glorious Lord marry an infant
所以为了这样的一个心意
so for this desire
主在我们身上借着环境有各方各面的工作
Our Lord is doing much work through our environment
他用他的爱一直的吸引我们
With his love he's constantly attracting us
他用他的爱来激动我们
And with his love he is compelling us
他用他的爱来带领我们
And with his love he is leading us
叫我们能够越过越成熟
So that we can more and more mature
能够成为他的心腹
To become his bride
能够成为他的帮手
To become his helpmeet
与他一同来建造他的教会
So that together with him build his church
就是基督的身体
That is the body of Christ
能够成为充满万有所充满
So that it could fill all and in all
所以我们看见我们过去主给我们带领的一些的属灵的经历
So through the all our many spiritual experiences
都是来预备我们
It is to prepare us
预备我们能够有份于他的患难与国度
So that we could have a portion in his suffering and kingdom
所以我们因着经历过他的大爱
So through experiencing his great love
因着他的大爱激励我们
Because his great love compels us
所以我们愿意来在主所兴起的环境当中我们来学习背十字架来跟从他
So that through the environment that he has made around us We can learn to deny ourselves Take up our cross and follow him
我们愿意舍己与基督一同死一同埋葬
We would be willing to deny ourselves To be buried To die and to be buried with him
所以在第五章第二节那边童女就说她说这是我良人的声音
And so in chapter 5 verse 2 She says that this is the voice of my beloved
良人敲门说我的妹子我的佳偶我的鸽子我的完全人求你给我开门
My beloved was knocking Open to me my sister my darling My dove my perfect one
因我的头满了露水
For my head is drenched with dew
我的头发被夜露滴湿
My locks with the damp of the night
这里我们看见乃是主耶稣在客西马尼园上十字架之前的那个景况
This was the condition of our Lord Jesus When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane
所以在这里我们看见这位童女她又休息她又停顿了
Here the virgin she's again resting she has stopped
她在那里享受 享受那个爱情。
She is now again enjoying of the love.
可是她的良人却在门外，在那里敲门。
However, her beloved was outside the door knocking.
但是这良人再一次用他的爱来激励这个童女。
And so the beloved again with his love is stirring up his love.
所以雅各告诉我们，他这个门呢有一个门孔。
And so Solomon tells us that there is an opening in the door.
而这位良人就从门孔把他的手伸到屋子里头来。
And so he stretches out his hand through the opening.
这里乃是说到我们的主他钉痕的手。
This speaks of the nail-pierced hand of our Lord.
而这个手就显明了基督那舍命的大爱。
This hand, it illustrates for us the great love of our Lord.
所以我们看见在这里基督的爱就在来向这位童女来显明。
And so the great love of Christ here is manifested to the virgin.
我们看见我们在我们的属灵生活当属灵过程当中。
And so in our spiritual growth,
我们曾经经历过主耶稣的十字架在我们身上的一些制作。
In the past, we have experienced some working or dealing of the Lord.
圣灵在我们身上把主基督的性格制作在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit has begun to work the nature of Christ into us.
我们慢慢的像我们的主。
And gradually, we become more like our Lord.
像主的圣洁。
We become more in like His holiness and His meekness.
像主的完全。
In His completeness.
但是很多时候，我们就沉浸在这样的一个属灵的经历里头。
But oftentimes we remain in that condition.
我们不愿意再跟随主继续的往前。
We're not willing to move forward in following Him.
这时候主怎么带领我们来往前呢
？So at this point in time, how does He move us forward?
主就让我们看见他钉痕的手。
He shows us His nail-pierced hand.
在我们看见他钉痕的手的时候，基督的舍命的爱就再一次来激励我们。
When we see His nail-pierced hand again, His sacrificial love stirs us up.
叫我们愿意来答应他的呼召。继续的跟随他往前。
So that we would be willing to respond to his call to move forward.
这里我就用我们在身体的配搭服饰上面做一个例子。
So I want to give an example through serving together in the body.
我们知道我们都是与神同工，一同建造他的教会。
We know that we are all co-workers together with him in building his church.
我们也知道我们就是神所耕种的田地，是他所建造的房屋。
And we know that we are the field that he is planting in and the building that he is constructing.
所以看见我们今天在教会里头乃是与神同工。
So today we know that we are co-workers with God.
所以我们发现当我们还没有参与这配搭服事之前。
But before we come and co-work with him,
我们觉得聚会里头弟兄姊妹都是很可爱的。
We find that our brothers and sisters are all very lovely.
就我们记得我们刚信主的时候，不仅我们的主很可爱。
Not only our Lord when we first came to know Him is lovely.
每看到基督徒的时候，我们都觉得都好可爱。
Every time we see a Christian, we find, oh, they're so lovely.
但是我们当我们开始进入了这身体配搭的服事之后
，But after you enter into service of the body,
我们发现我们每一个人都是为着教会的益处。
We find that everyone truly is.For the benefit of the church.
我们在那里一起参与服事。
And together we enter into service.
但是因着在配搭服事当中。
But through serving together.
我们就发现你有你的看法。
We realize that you have your perspective.
我有我的想法。
I have my opinion.
你有你的经验。
You have your experience.
我有我的坚持。
And I have my thoughts.
我们发现我们人的己就在配搭服事当中就显出来了。
And the self from each person now is expressed.
这时候呢，我们就发现，哎呀，在这个身体配搭服事。当中实在是不容易。
And then we find, oh, to serve together in the body is actually quite difficult.
有时候呢，我们嘴巴不说。
Sometimes we don't say it with our mouth.
但我们心里面却很有想法。
But in our hearts we are thinking much.
虽然我们这次好，那我就听你的好了。
We say, okay, this time I'll listen to you.
但我们心里面却不以为然。
But in our hearts we're unwilling.
我们可能在背后跟一些不相干的人说。
Perhaps in the background we're speaking with other people.
说了以后呢，就影响了别人呢，不愿意参与这个配搭的服事。
And we have unwittingly influenced other people to not want to enter into service.
甚至到个地步，我们虽然继续的服事。
To a point where even though we continue to serve.
但是我们却在那里不是甘心乐意的服事。
But there we are not serving voluntarily.
我们不过就带着消极的态度在那里做一些事情罢了。
We're only bringing a negative attitude to do some things.
弟兄姐妹，这个难处就是因着我们的己在那里。
This difficulty.
神的建造。
This difficulty is because our self now is hindering God's work.
所以难怪前面有弟兄们就这么说。
So no wonder there are some brothers and sisters who before us say.
他说我们在与神同工建造教会的过程当中。
In the process of co-working with God.
我们不知道给神带来多少的难处。
We don't know how many problems we have brought to Him.
很多时候我们虽然建造了一尺。
Even though we have built We have built one feet,
但是我们却拆毁了一帐。
But we have destroyed an entire yard.
就是因着我们那天然肉体的己。
Because of that natural flesh, the self.
不知道给神教会的建造带来多少的伤害。
We have brought so much harm to the building of His body.
所以在这里，我们实在需要主再一次用他的爱来激励我们。
So again, here we need His love to compel us.
这里叫我们能够在十字架的经历里头。更加的往前
so that in the experience of the cross we can move forward
我们能够在基督的患难和国度里头有份
so that we may have a portion in Christ's sufferings and kingdom
这里保罗他曾经这么说
Paul had said before
当他写信给哥罗西教会的时候
when he wrote the letter to the saints in Colossae
他说现在我为你们受苦
he says that I am suffering for your sake
倒觉欢乐
to a point
并且是为基督的身体
Even though I rejoice, and in my flesh I do share on my behalf of his body,
就是为教会,
which is the church.
要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
So in my flesh, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
所以我们看见保罗在这里告诉哥罗西教会的圣徒们。
And so here Paul is telling the Colossians.
他为了教会的建造。
For the building up of the church.
他为了神的心意。
For the will of God.
他愿意在他的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
He is willing in his flesh to make up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
弟兄姐妹，为什么保罗他愿意这样子在他肉身上来补满基督患难的缺欠呢
Why is Paul willing in his flesh to fill up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions?
我们知道保罗为了神所要得着的教会他实在是受了许多的苦
We know that Paul for the sake of Christ gaining the church he had suffered much
在他保罗在大马色路上蒙恩之后
Paul after he was saved on the road to Damascus
我们看见他就没有违背天上来的意象
We see that he did not forsake the heavenly calling
他没有违背神给他的托付
He did not forsake the heavenly entrustment from God
虽然他在犹太人中间受了许多的逼迫和痛苦
Even though he was persecuted much by the Jewish people
他为了传福音给外邦人他也遭遇许多的危险
He also encountered much danger in sharing the gospel with the Gentile nations
但我们看见保罗他一直的往前
But Paul constantly moved forward
他说他竭力的往前
He said he strove to move forward
在那里我们看见他虽然为了教会在那里受苦
Even though he was suffering for the sake of the church
但是他说他倒觉得欢乐
But he said he still rejoiced in his sufferings
弟兄姐妹当今天我们在为着神教会的建造上我们受苦的时候
TodayIn building up his church when we suffer,
不管是在夫妻的关系上面
whether it's in marital problems,
这也是教会建造的一部分
it is also a portion in building the church,
或是我们在聚会的里头在那里与弟兄姐妹一同配搭
whether it is in church meetings when we are serving together with the other saints, it is also a portion of building his church.
弟兄姐妹你有没有受苦的经验
Brothers and sisters, do you have experience in suffering?
你有没有受苦的感觉
Do you have any sense of suffering?
如果你有参与配搭的服事我相信你曾经也会有这样的一个感觉说实在是为了教会建造受苦
If you have entered into service at all then you can say that yes you may have experienced the suffering in building up of God's church
但是我们虽然受苦了
However even though you have suffered
我们也把这受苦的感觉毫无隐藏的表现出来
How are we expressing it or are we hiding it
有时候我们为着主我们有一点的舍己
Sometimes for the Lord, we have some sacrifice.
有时候我们为了主的缘故，我们背起十字架跟随他。
Sometimes for the Lord, we are willing to deny ourselves and pick up our cross.
但是我们表现出来的是什么呢
？But then, what are we expressing?
我们要确定对方知道。
In our behavior, we want to make sure the opposite party knows about it.
就像夫妻在有争执的时候。
Just like when the husband and wife when they're fighting.
虽然被提醒了。我做丈夫的要为妻子舍己。
And the husband is reminded that he needs to sacrifice for his wife.
就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just like Christ sacrificed for the church.
所以我忍下来了。
So I'm going to endure it.
但是呢，我们的表情脸色呢，也让对方知道。
But in our expression, in our facial expression, we want to make sure the other person knows it.
我已经在舍己了。
That I am sacrificing.
我已经在背十字架了。
I am bearing the cross.
最好不要得寸进尺。
So don't take advantage of it.
所以发现我们的见证跟保罗是不一样的。
But our experience we see is different from Paul's.
我们或许在那里也为基督在那里受苦。
Perhaps we are experiencing suffering for the sake of Christ.
但是我们也要让别人知道我们在受苦。
But we want others to know we are suffering.
这里保罗说我为你们受苦。
And so Paul says I am suffering for your sake.
倒觉欢乐。
And yet I rejoice.
我就在想 保罗为什么他能够为着教会受苦，仍然能够欢乐
？And so I thought, why is it that Paul, in his suffering for the sake of the church, is still able to be so full of joy?
我相信保罗他有一个秘诀。
I feel that Paul he has a secret.
乃是原来基督的爱激励他。
And that is the love of Christ compels him.
乃是原来基督的爱激励了保罗。
It is because the love of Christ compels him.
他认识到。他不配与基督一同受苦。
He realizes that he is not worthy to suffer for Christ.
他认识到他不配在教会建造上面有份。
He realizes that he is not worthy to have a portion in the church.
就当一个人认识到我们是不配的。
When a person comes to know that he is not worthy.
我们不配与基督一同受苦。
That we are not worthy to suffer together with Christ.
当我们有机会与基督一同受苦的时候。
That once we have an opportunity to suffer for Christ.
基督的爱激励我们。
The love of Christ will compel us.
我们才能够觉得欢乐。
Then we can rejoice.
叫别人看不出来我们在舍己背十字架。
Then others cannot tell that we are actually denying ourselves bearing a cross.
因为我相信这是保罗的秘诀。
This is Paul's secret.
他一路跟随主的路上，他一直觉得他是不配的。
In the entire path of him following the Lord, he felt that he was unworthy.
所以他到末期的时候
，So at the very end,
保罗说我是使徒中最小的。
Paul was able to say, "I am the least of the apostles."
在他最后要为主殉道之前
，Right before he was martyred,
他说我乃是罪人中的罪魁。
He says that I am the chief of sinners.
弟兄姐妹，我有一个认识到自己是不配的人。
Are we one who understands that we are unworthy?
我们不配与基督一同受苦。
That we are unworthy to suffer together with Christ.
我们才能够在受苦的时候。
Then when we suffer.
因基督的爱激励我们。
Because His love compels us.
我们能够感到欢乐。
Then can we rejoice?
我们能够感谢主。
Then we can thank Him.
说我能够为了教会的缘故与基督一同受苦。
Then for the sake of the Church of Christ, we are willing to suffer with Him.
弟兄姐妹，在这里。我盼望我们能够来思想这个问题。
So here, I hope that we can all think about this question.
我们愿不愿意为了教会的缘故与基督一同受苦
？Are we willing for the sake of the church to suffer together with Christ?
如果我们愿意的话，感谢赞美主。
If we are willing, we thank and praise the Lord.
如果我们今天早晨还不愿意与基督一同受苦
，If this morning we are still unwilling to suffer for Christ,
我们需要求主。让我们看见他钉痕的时候
，We ask that the Lord would show us His nail-pierced hand.
就当基督的爱激励我们
，So that when the love of Christ compels us.
就当基督为我们舍命的大爱再激励我们
，When His great sacrificial love encourages us.
我们才能够愿意与基督一同受苦
，Then we can be willing to suffer together with Him.
并且觉得欢乐
，Additionally, be filled with joy.
因为我们是不配
，Because we are unworthy.
这里第五章第四节，心腹说：“我的良人从门孔里伸进手来。”
And so here in chapter 5 verse 4, the virgin says, "My beloved extended his hand through the opening."
他说：“我便因他动了心。”
And my feelings were aroused for him.
要给我的良人开门。
And I arose to open to my beloved.
这里同理说，他说：“我的两手滴下墨药。”
And here the virgin says, "And my hands dripped with myrrh."
我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。
And my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the bolt.
这里墨药和墨药汁乃是说到那个死。
The myrrh and liquid myrrh here speaks of death.
当我们在读经的时候，有弟兄就提到，这墨药汁就好像从良人的手中流下来了。
And so those when we are reading this passage, brothers tell us that this myrrh is the myrrh that's dripping from the hand of our beloved.
这墨药就说出了基督的死。
This speaks of the death of Christ.
这墨药就说出了基督舍命的爱。
This speaks of the sacrificial love of our Lord.
那样的大爱从他钉痕的手流下来。
The great love from his nail-pierced hand is now pouring out.
这当这位童女要去开门的时候。
And so when the virgin opens the door,
这墨药汁就流到她的指头，流到她的两手。
This myrrh drips down to her hands and her fingers.
我们看见基督的爱激励了我。
We see that the love of Christ now compels us.
所以这里我们看见乃是基督的爱激励我们。
So here we see the love of Christ compels us.
我们的两手，我们的指头才能够有那墨药汁。
Then our hands and our fingers can have myrrh.
我们才能够借着我们的侍奉把。基督舍命的大爱也能够流露出来。
Then the service can flow out from within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天如何能够从我们自己里头被拯救出来呢
？So today, how can we be saved from ourselves?
我相信我们都愿意舍己背十字架跟从主。
We know that we're all willing to deny ourselves, pick up a cross.
但是我们在这里头挣扎了许久。
But here we have struggled in it for so long.
我们发现靠着我们自己坚强的意志，我们没有办法能够把自己从自己里头拯救出来。
We find that even if we are to set our own will to be very strong, we can't save ourselves from ourselves.
在这里，基督的爱激励我们。
But here, the love of Christ compels us.
这爱带着一个极大的能力。
It brings such great strength.
它征服了我们的心。
And now He has dealt with our hearts.
我们愿意。与基督同死
so that we would be willing to die together with him.
所以当这样的爱流露在我们身上的时候
so when this great love drips upon us,
你发现我们才有那个能力能够来背起十字架来跟随我们的
we find that now we have the power to follow our Lord.
有一次啊，魏弟兄跟我分享到他年轻的时候的事情
One time Brother Wei shared with me something that happened to him when he was young.
当他当然还在上海读大学的时候
，When he was still studying in college in Shanghai，
他也刚蒙恩不久
，He was not saved for not very long。
他说到有一次，他有机会参加江弟兄传福音的聚会
，He was able to attend a gospel meeting that Brother Stephen Kong was holding。
他说到在那次的福音聚会当中，江弟兄在那里。传讲基督的大爱。
He said that at that meeting, Brother Kong was sharing about the great love of God.
他看见江立松的手在那里抖动。
And he saw Brother Kong's hand.
他在那里传讲基督舍命的爱的时候。
And as he was sharing about the sacrificial great love of Christ.
魏立松说，他好像可以从江立松的手指间能够看见那基督的爱从他手指间能够流露下来。
Brother Wei said it was as if he could see the love of Christ being poured out from Brother Kong's hand as he was sharing.
弟兄姐妹，上一次和弟兄姐妹提到江立兄，他是一个被基督的大爱所激励的人。
And previously we had shared about how Brother Kong, he is one who is compelled by the love of Christ.
所以我们看见，当基督的爱激励了我们。
And so we see that when the love of Christ compels us.
借着我们的生活和我们的侍奉。
Through our daily life and our service.
我们才能够把基督的爱也能够流露在人的中间。
Then we are also able to express the love of Christ to others around us.
唯有当耶稣的死在我们身上发动。
When the death of Christ
叫耶稣的生也能够在别人身上来发动。
Then his life is also able to be expressed to those around us.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要成为基督的爱的那个器皿。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be the vessel of the love of Christ.
必须基督的爱在我们身上来激励了我们。
Because his love is what compels us.
我们才能够带着这样的爱来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
Then through that love, we can serve our brothers and sisters.
服侍那还没有蒙恩得救的福音朋友们。
And serve the gospel friends who have not yet believed.
我们知道最近我们神把更多的得救人数加给聚会。
We know that recently God has added many numbers to our gathering.
我们看见弟兄姐妹分散在大休斯顿的各个地区。
And we know that we are scattered all throughout the different districts of Houston.
我们知道许多弟兄姐妹都需要受到关怀和探望。
And we know that brothers and sisters need to be cared for.
弟兄姐妹那我们的态度是如何呢
？So what is our attitude?
当我们知道我们周围有弟兄姐妹他们在难处里头
，When we know that there are saints in need around us，
或者他们在软弱需要的里头
，When they are in weakness or they have problems，
弟兄姐妹，我们的感觉是如何
？How do we feel？
我们有没有觉得这是我的责任
？Do we feel that this is our responsibility？
或许我们现在没有
，Perhaps right now we don't feel that。
那是不是我们就停在那里
？So do we stop there？
我们需要在主的面前求主再用他的爱来激励我们。
We need his love to again compel us.
因着基督的爱激励我们。
Because his love constrains and compels us.
让我们愿意为了教会的建造能够与主一同受苦。
So for the sake of building his church that we are willing to suffer together with Christ.
我们或许虽然受苦。
Perhaps we may suffer.
受苦不单只是因着我们要付出一些时间要做一些事情。
And the suffering may be just in the form of using up some of your time that you need to do some things.
受苦里头很重要的一件事情乃是舍己。
But within the midst of the suffering, it is a very important point of self-sacrifice.
我们愿意把我们自己的想法放下来。
That you are willing to put your own opinions down.
把我们自己的感觉放下来。
That you're able to put down your own feelings.
把我们自己的好处放下来。
To put down your own benefits.
我们愿意因着基督的爱激励的缘故。
Because for the sake of the love of Christ.
我们也来愿意爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
We would be willing to love our brothers and sisters.
我们能够和其他弟兄姐妹一同的来探望、来关心有需要的弟兄姐妹。
That together with other saints, we are able to visit and meet the needs of other brothers and sisters. May the love of Christ compel us to bring us into the stage of maturity.
那童女说我属良人他也恋慕我
And so now the virgin says that I belong to my beloved and his desire is for me.
在这里我们看见这位童女这位佳偶她已经成熟成为那个心腹
Now we see the virgin, now she is the wife.
她成为那苏拉密女
She is the Shulamite woman.
她能够彰显主的见证
She is now able to express the testimony of the Lord.
她能够把主的爱给流露出来
And she is also able to express the love of the Lord.
她不仅在生命的里头与主是联合
Not only in life is she united with the Lord.
她的心思也与她的良人是联合
But her thoughts are also united with the Lord.
她的性格也渐渐跟她的良人是合一的
Her character and nature is also united with the Lord.
最后我们看见她人生的目的和良人也是同样的
Now we see that the purpose of her life is also united with her beloved.
所以到了第七章十一节的时候这位童女这位心腹就说我的良人来吧你我可以一同往田间去
And so in chapter 7 verse 11 she now says Come my beloved let us go out into the country let us spend the night in the villages
这是我们看见这位心腹他懂得良人的心意
Now this bride she knows the purpose and desire of her beloved
她主动的要求良人呢要一同的去
She voluntarily says let us go
去哪里呢
Where are they going
去田间
Into the country
这田间是复数 the
field. Into the field
这田间是多数的
It is plural fields
所以我们就想到我们乃是神所耕种的田地
We know that we are the fields of our Lord
这是我们看见这位心腹长大成熟
Now this bride she has matured and grown up
她愿意与她的良人一同的来往神所耕种的田地去
She is willing together with her beloved to go out into the fields
她愿意做良人的帮手
She is willing to be the helpmeet of her beloved
她来与良人同工
And she is the co-worker together with her beloved
弟兄姐妹这就是这个良人与这位佳偶他们爱情的发展的故事
This is the story of the love between the beloved and the virgin
保罗在腓立比书第一章那里他也告诉我们
Paul also in Philippians chapter 1 tells us
他说我活着就是基督我死了就有益处
That for to me to live is Christ to die is gain
所以他说他在一个两难之间
And he's stuck between a rock and a hard place
为什么呢
Why?
因为他实在是爱他的主
Because he truly loves his Lord
他也知道他的主实在是爱他
He knows that his Lord truly loves him
所以保罗知道说他如果现在就离世他能够与主同在是好的无比
He knows that if he is to die he is to go with the Lord and that's better than anything else
弟兄姐妹那是不是我们的心情
Is that our desire as well?
主的爱是不是那样的吸引我们
That his love has attracted us so much
我们也愿意说我若离世与主同在是好的无比
That if I were to die now that to be with him it is better than anything
那保罗接下来他话锋一转他说
And yet at the same time the same phrase he says
他说然而我在肉身活着是为着你们更是要紧
Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake
所以我们看见在保罗里头那个爱情是一个成熟的爱情
So we see in Paul that that love is a mature love
他不单单只是享受他与主之间的那个爱情
Not only does he enjoy the love from the Lord
他因着爱主的缘故
But because for the sake of loving the Lord
他愿意为着主的心意他仍然留在地上与主一同受苦
He is willing for the love of the Lord for the purpose of the Lord willing to still suffer on earth
就像他在哥林多后书第五章所说的
Just like what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5
他说他不再是为自己活
That he is no longer living for himself
他也鼓励我们说我们不再是为自己活
He encourages us that we should no longer live for ourselves
乃是为替我们死而复活的主活
But for him who died and rose again on their behalf
弟兄姐妹今天我们活在地上是为着什么
Brothers and sisters, who are we living for today?
不单单我们是在地上能够享受主的爱情
Yes, it's not only to enjoy the love of the Lord
主的爱要吸引我们
His love is to attract us
跟随他往前
To compel us to move forward
在教会建造上能够与他同工
And in building up the church to co-work with him
能够成为他的帮手
To be his helpmeet
能够为了他所要得着的荣耀的教会
So that he could gain that glorious church
在我们地上的肉身的生活里头
In our earthly life
补满基督患难的缺欠。
To fill up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
虽然受苦
，even though we suffer，
倒觉得欢乐。
And yet we rejoice.
我们与主一同的在那里等候那荣耀的教会的显现。
And together we are waiting for the appearing of the glorious church.
这里我们看见这位心腹与良人是达到完全的合一。
Here we see the perfect union of the beloved and the virgin.
这爱情也达到那个完全成熟的一个地步。
And that love has completely matured.
所以在雅各书第八章最末了说，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。
And so at the very end, Song of Solomon chapter 8, it says, For love is as strong as death, and many waters cannot quench love.
弟兄姐妹，这是基督的爱。
This is the love of Christ.
这是基督舍命的大爱。
This is the self-sacrificial love of Christ.
是那得胜有余的爱。
This overwhelming the love that conquers overwhelmingly.
没有任何的人事物能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
There's no person or thing that can separate us from the love of Christ.
这爱在我们身上要来继续的激励我们。
This love will continually compel us.
让我们能够一直的跟随他往前。
So that we can continue to move forward with him.
愿主的爱继续的激励我们。
May his love continue to compel us.
在这里我们看见这首简短的雅歌它最后的结语。
So here in this very short book of Song of Solomon and in its conclusion.
他说我的良人求你快来。
The very end says, "Hurry, my beloved."
这句话就和整本圣经最末了的一句话，最末了的结尾，启示录那里说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来，是一样的。
And so, it is the same phrase that is written at the very end of Revelation that we are saying to the Lord, "Lord, come quickly."
弟兄姐妹，这提醒我们。在地上我们乃是等候主回来的一般人。
This is a reminder to us that we are a group of people who are waiting for his return.
因为我们乃是已经许配给基督的贞洁童女。
Because we are that virgin bride betrothed to our Lord.
在主回来之前
Before he returns.
我们需要长大。
We need to grow up and mature.
我们需要成熟。
We need to mature.
我们需要与基督的患难有份。
We need to share in the portion of his afflictions.
好叫主能够借着我们
So that the Lord through us
能够建造他的教会
Can build his church.
能够叫他的教会能够成为那充满万有者所充满
，so that his church can fill all and be in all。
好叫他的身体能够彰显基督那丰满的荣耀
，so that his body can manifest his full glory。
好叫他的心腹能够装备整齐，来预备迎接主的回来
，so that his bride may be prepared, ready to welcome his return。
弟兄姐妹，愿我们一直活在基督的爱里。
May we all continue to live in His love.
叫他的爱一直激励着我们。
So that His love will continually compel us.
叫我们能够等候主尽速的回来。
So that we could wait for His quick return.
我们愿意一同的说。
And we're willing to say together.
主啊，愿你快来。
Lord, come quickly.
让我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们，永不改变。
Lord, we thank you because your love for us never changes.
主，我们对你爱的认识实在是太肤浅。
Lord, our knowledge of your love is so shallow.
主，愿早晨圣灵再一次将基督的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we pray that through the Holy Spirit that you may again pour out the love of Christ into our hearts.
主，愿你再开我们的眼睛。
Again, open our eyes.
叫我们能够看见你那钉痕的手。
So that we may see your nail-pierced hands.
叫我们能够更深的认识你舍命的大爱。
So that we can come to know even deeper your sacrificial love.
好叫基督的爱再一次激励我们。
So that the love of Christ may again compel us.
叫我们没有一个在为自己活。
So not one of us will continue to live for ourselves.
因为我们都能够为那替我们死而复活的主活。
That we may all live for him who died and lived for us.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait for you.
主啊，求你保守我们。
Do watch over us.
主，你的爱激励我们。
May your love compel us.
主，叫我们能够忠于你的爱情。
So that we may come to know your love.
主，好叫你的爱能够把我们带到那成熟的光景。
So that your love may bring us to that condition of maturity.
主，愿你的旨意成就。
That your will may be done.
愿你得着你所喜爱的教会。
That you may gain your beloved church.
主，愿众童女也都爱你。
So that all the virgins may come to love you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.